The application is from an organization called Music Slam. If approved, promoters promise it'll be a festival that people will make an annual pilgrimage for years to come. Park City Special Events Manager Max Papp says the city received a preliminary application back in May.
At that time, it listed 9 venues, some outdoors, some indoors. Consequently, we've been in discussions with them about, at that time, at least in early May, we did not have a complete application. And it's really hard for us to react on something which is just a bunch of ideas that we can't, you know, put mitigation tools on. So we've been working with them a little bit on maybe paring it down or seeing what will actually work for, you know, in our minds, a 9-day festival with everything short of Sundance. And I don't think our office has really processed anything of that magnitude in a while.
Last May, Music Slam was asking for 9 venues with more than 100 bands of all different genres. According to a recorded introduction on the Music Slam website by one of the founders, Jody Whitesides, a musician who grew up in Park City but now lives in Los Angeles, the festival sounds like it's more than doubled in size.
A 9-day festival featuring over 200 bands on 20 stages, where we'll be bringing awesome live talent together with booking agents and promoters from around the world in the town of Park City, Utah. Each band will get multiple chances to perform during the festival. This gives agents and promoters the chance to see a large number of bands in a very short period of time. For festival goers, it means that they can see many bands at different times or follow a particular band to different venues.
Papp says from what he understands, this group has never done something like this before.
It would be always great if we got to, you know, go off a proven record, but, you know, that's not always the case. And, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you kind of lose on these things. You know, some people have their stuff together and can pull it off. But, you know, we're kind of waiting again for that final application where, you know, we've kind of asked them to really look at, you know, what their budget would be, what the city would charge for, you know, services with something of that magnitude. We didn't put a definite number on it because we don't know what the actual final application is going to look like.
The proposed dates are next year, June 13th through the 21st, and the days will be filled with music, panel discussions, workshops, and networking. Papp says the format is loosely based on the South by Southwest Festival and will likely feature a number of up-and-coming musicians. While other resort towns like Telluride are famous for their music festivals, Park City has never really had anything like this, and it's something Papp thinks the city's interested in to round out its event schedule.
Part of the direction through the events department is to, you know, encompass athletics and theater and, you know, make a well-rounded event schedule. And we really haven't had, you know, anything other than local concerts, and maybe it goes back to the Jazz Fest days, where that was, you know, truly jazz for 3 days up at Deer Valley.
It's Park City Special Events Manager Max Papp. He says the city is still in discussion with Music Slam organizers. He says he's still waiting for a complete application before he can bring a master festival license request to City Council for consideration. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.